you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a good weekend. A
Good. I did.
relaxing, unrelaxing weekend.
Oh. Yeah, we have those sometimes, and more often than not, probably.
Yeah, how
But
about you?
I have my wonderful godson slash nephew Mason here, and we had a great time. And he's 8 years old, and
Oh, he's the same age as my boys.
So he's really fun and funny. He's a funny little kid, and he's just smart and wonderful. I usually call him Wonderful Mason.
Aw.
So it was really nice. So we got a
Good.
lot to talk about today. Some of the things unfold. It's about scary cold calls and joining online groups and all that kind of stuff. So we'll just go right into it. You
All
want to do,
beneficial.
yeah,
Yes.
let's do our welcome.
All right. Hello and welcome to Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast, where we share our entrepreneurial thoughts about treats, business, and life. I am your co-host, Taylor. I am the owner of Sweet Spirit Treats. That's SWEET dot spirit, SPIRIT dot treats, TREATS on all social media platforms. I am located here in Michigan, and we do custom treats for your special occasions. You,
Nice.
Tamla?
Yes. Hi, I am Tamala, owner of Tortlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. I reside in the state of Ohio, where I specialize in salty, sweet treats and desserts. The idea started out of an actual dream in the year 2000. And if you want to know more about me and my business and my number one signature blondie, you can go to at Tortlitas, which is on any social media platform at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, Orlitas.
So, as Tamla said, we are going to be talking about some cold calls today. We're going to be talking about some groups that you can join, on social media to help increase your reach with getting your name out there of different. Basically, we're talking about getting your name out there, about getting your organization known and getting people acclimated to you. Also, we're going to talk about how to, we're going to do like a mock cold call about like getting our products in the stores, and just if we have experience in those areas, we're going to be able to share some of that with you. A couple of questions that we had that were asked and different things like that. So let's get started on that today.
So one of the facts is that I want to be sure to let everyone know is that getting on social media or having a business on social media is paramount. You need a business that some sort of way, some sort of presence on social media for your, because that's where most of your customers are. Now, definitely, if you work in the healthcare system, hands-on, and things like that, of course, there are some exceptions. But we're talking about treats and we're talking about desserts. So, yes, people do Google, they go on the internet to see if you have a web page or a Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or any of those things. So it's imperative that you just get online. There's nothing scary about getting online. I think everybody, most people have a Facebook page at least. Some of the facts is that the world has nearly 2 billion, that's B with a boy, online shoppers as of 2019. That's 2 billion. I mean, that's a lot of folks. So why can't you reach some of those folks, right? And of those 2 billion, there's like women's buying power is like 72% and growing, according to an online source, Review 42. So just think about it. How many times have you, as a woman, as a business owner, have purchased something online, Amazon or any of the other places, and gotten your stuff right at your door? And how convenient is that? I mean, really.
definitely very convenient to get things shipped directly to your home. You'd be able to not have to go out, you know, especially if you have other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Everything comes right to your door. I feel like a lot of that, a lot of the shopping has gone up too, because everybody's in quarantine and people are kind of like scared to still, you know, go out and be be in public. I don't know. Yeah, so that probably has so much to do with it. But if you look at how things are being set up now with like coin shortages and things that are said to be happening, shopping is probably not going to go back to normal. You know what I mean? It's not going to go back to like a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, like mom and pop stores have closed because people were coming into their establishments and now they can't go into them anymore. So it's definitely going to be the way that things are going, everything through like digital marketing and things like that.
So, it's definitely a shift.
Right.
It's definitely a shift coming.
And it's almost been a year since this since this whole pandemic started. So definitely within a year, it's been a big shift. I know a lot of people that are in, like Tamla was saying, like the healthcare industry, you still have to have like face-to-face contact. But a lot of people that are like supplying personal protective gear, a lot of them have to do things like online too. So
yep.
It's a shift and a change.
Yeah, we're all witnessing it.
Right.
So when it comes to cold calls, how do you feel about cold calling? And yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
I feel like it's way easier to use social media. Because people, even if you could, even if you do like cold calls and things like that, a lot of people will be like, okay, now that you said you can do such and such and such, I need to still see, you know, like pictures. I need to still see like your information, like if you have a page, you know, have you been posting? What's the last thing you did and things like that? People are always gonna ask for like images of your work. Like if you think about it, before it was like cold calls, people would take like their portfolios places. Now it's like you can have a digital portfolio instead of like a physical one. But still, like for us, like if somebody says, all right, I need you to make me a cake, you know, you'd be like, it's for a baby shower. Now you might be like, I never really made a baby shower cake before, but I'm good at making cakes, right? So what's the first thing they ask you? Like, do you have a picture of like what you want or like what you're looking for? And then the treat maker says, okay, I feel comfortable with doing this, this, and this. Maybe I don't really feel comfortable, you know, with doing a drip edge, but if it's just the cake you want and some designs, you know, I can make that happen for you. So I feel like, yeah, it is kind of scary, but at the same time, I think how it's working now, like cold calls are more of when you want to do like mass production. I feel like when you want like your treats to be like, say in your local like Publix or Safeway or stores like that, if you wanted to be in like those kind of stores, then you would probably do like more cold calls and things like that.
Well, definitely, you know, I think you're right for volume. And for, you know, just making a connection and networking, I think cold calls are good for. And just one second here. So I did some kind of some research on cold calls and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I came up with maybe 5 or 6 things that someone may want to consider when doing cold calls. And before I get into that, I think let's do kind of like a cold call with you and I.
All right.
What do you think? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we can try out. We'll ready? Try. We'll see.
Okay. So I'm going to be the person calling, trying to get my product in your store. Okay. And you be the manager, whomever, you know, or someone that answers the call. Okay.
Right. Got
ready? So go ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding.
Hi, you have reached Taylor's Kitchen, Sweet Spirit Treats. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you today?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am. It's so nice outside and so sunny. I'm just so glad that we have the sun finally.
Yes, it's been pretty gloomy here in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I can send some sunshine your way, giving the sunshine to you. So I'm not going to hold you long. I know that you are busy. This is Tamla. I'm a local and licensed small business owner, and I am recognized by the state of XYZ. You can put your own state in there. I have a product called Twirlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste, and they are tortilla chips and other desserts with different chocolates and toppings. How can I partner in the growth of your store in the near future?
Well, when we're looking for partners, we're looking for three things. We're looking for how long you've been in business, what your product is, and if it matches with our brand. And we're also looking for who you are as a person. Does your personality match with our store? Do you think that these three things are match with Taylor's Kitchen?
I certainly do. I've looked at your website. I have come in and purchased some of your products, and I really think it'll be a great fit. I too am a business owner. I've been in business for over 7 years. If you want to go to my website, I'll be able to also send you some information. How do you want your information sent to you? Do you want it via email, or do you want me to drop it off, or how do you accept your information?
Yeah, email will definitely be great. How are your sales right now as far as your treats?
Yes, so my number one product is my signature blondies, and I have over a dozen varieties. And believe me, I don't want to put all of them on your shelves right now. I'm looking for a home. But I'm looking for a home for my my signature blondies, my out of this world pretzels, and a couple of new varieties I want to share with you. Right now, because of the pandemic, my sales, to be honest with you, have fluctuated, and I'm looking for a place where I could really get share in the success of both of our companies. So I think that you would be a really good fit, and hopefully I can bring some products and drop them off to you with a price list.
Okay, so let's go. Let's set up a meeting. You can do it via email, or I'll connect you with my assistant, and we can set up a time and we can meet. I can sample some of your treats, and we can talk about how the pricing works in the store. Usually when when you sell to a vendor, they sell for we buy them for the price that you sell them at, and then we sell them for a different price. So are you familiar with that?
I am, actually. So I do have a wholesale price list, and also what the retailer can sell the item for. So I'll make sure that I include that into the menu and the price list as well.
Great. We can set up a time to do this sometime in the near future.
Excellent. I'll reach out to your contact and secure a time for me to stop in.
Great. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And I'll be able to reach back out to you once everything is settled. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Click. So that was really just how it goes. And sometimes you have it all written down. Sometimes you do it off the cuff, but make sure that you have an answer for the vendor, quote unquote vendor, or the store person. And I have a few kind of maybe 5 or 6 points I want to go over just to make sure we nail it home for our listening audience. So make sure, one, you do research on the company that you want to do business with. Google or stop into the store. So I'm glad, Taylor, that you asked me, do I think it's a good fit? And it was allowed me to, say, hey, I did some research. I went to your website. I even came in and purchased some of your products. So that was really good.
I think that was a really good point too, that you said that you came into the store and you bought products from that company, because it shows that you are like invested in what you're talking mm-hmm. about and what in joining the company and partnering with them. Because sometimes people just see stuff like online, and if you don't like actually get the product and test it out, see if it's good, you know, as good as somebody advertises it. Because you can be great at advertising a product, and then when you get it, you're like, this looks nothing like, you know, what I expected, you know. Even like something like as like the size of something, like the I was looking for like a projector, right, to do like some writing on cakes and different things like that. So I'm looking at the projector and it says it's like one size, so I'm like, all right, in my head I'm like, it's not that big, I'll be able to, you know, like put it on a stand and have it like the light shine down and project on things. And then I go to like look at some of the pictures that people are that did the reviews for it, and the projector is like as big as their hand, but they're saying it could like fit on a stand. And I'm like, see, this is why you really do have to research, especially if you want to join with somebody, because when you're partnering with them, whatever they project is going to ultimately be projected on you too. So you want to ask lots of questions. You want to know, like, you want to know really about the company. What's their mission statement? Do their values align with your values? Even if you might want to talk to other vendors. Somebody might say, yeah, they tell you they're going to charge one price, but they definitely are going to try like cheat you out of something. You know, you want to just be around people that you know are going to have your best interest, because you ultimately have to have your best interest. So do lots of research, talk to people, email other people, join the group, ask on the group if anybody if anybody else have worked with the people. Yeah. Lots of research goes into putting your brand in the store.
I totally agree with that. And some of the other things is that it's good to call ahead of time and see how they like to receive their information from their potential vendors. Is it through calls, is it through emails, text, a direct message, online form, etc.? Because one of the things you don't want to do is upset them off the get, you know, off the jump.
Right.
You know, you don't want, you know, someone you want to work with. It's kind of like you're massaging them to put your items in the store. Now, granted, you don't need to grovel, but it's important. Say what?
You're not massaging anybody. Okay, listen. We're warming them up. Okay. That's bad too. Okay, we're not doing that either. We are.
Okay. Let me rewind. You want to be invested into what their goals are for store and things like that. All right.
I'm like, we're not massaging nobody to get what we want. Okay, that's not what
massage
we do.
Massage their ego, maybe. Can I say that?
Massage, we're not massaging ego. Any egos. Okay. You can offer them gifts. You can offer them your treats. Free samples. Free samples are well.
Okay. And be nice. Okay? How about that? Be nice.
That is a great way to put it.
That's funny. Okay. No massages. Just, all right.
No massages.
That's not what I was meaning.
Hold some conversations.
That wasn't what I was meaning. All right. Moving on. We're not massaging anybody. Okay. But that's not what I meant.
I just thought it was funny that she used that word. I had to get it in there.
All right. Moving on. Let's go back to the script here. Okay, wait a minute. As someone who has signature authority, and that's the person who says yes or no, you definitely want to, you know, start with that person, because you don't want to waste your time. And you have to probably go through a couple hoops before you get to the actual person, but you definitely want to talk to the person who has the ability to get your items on their shelves, okay?
Right.
Set up a time to speak with them. I think we went over that in the in the script that we did, and have your notes written down as to what your wants and needs are. An example, I can provide 24 of my treats with an end cap or a stand or a basket or the SKUs or something like that. Right. What's the whole wholesale price and retail price? I think we have went over that as well. How often will you deliver? You know, if I have 24, I can do it every other Friday, every other Monday, every fourth Saturday of the week. You have to let them know how often you'll be able to turn over your product, okay? Make sure that they know when you talk with the person who has signature authority to get your product in the store, your CDC and local safety precautions that you are adhering to, that it's not, you're not just out here willy-nilly and just doing whatever you want to do, okay? And it's also good to let them know, that gives them a peace of mind that, hey, okay, she knows what she's doing and she's a professional. Okay. Make sure that you include any testimonials that you have acquired about your service, up to about 3 of them, you know, one line or two liners, just to let them know that that you are someone that is serious about being in business with them. You probably have a maximum of about 2 minutes. Are you there? Taylor, recording. So you have a maximum of 2 minutes to really capture the person, the decision-making person, to make your sale. People are short on time. This is not the time to tell your whole life story unless they want to hear more about your story.
Engaged in the conversation.
Absolutely. So I think there's one more. If they ask for samples, go with your top two only. Make sure you communicate what that day and time will be when you drop off your items. Have your contact information with the information that, or with the items that you drop off, a flyer, a business card, a menu, any way that you want to make sure that they communicate with you. So your website, your social media handles, or anything that, and actually you can even do a video. You can even record a video of you in your space making your product and tell them, this is how you do it. This is what you do. So it's really, we're very visual these days. So if that's a way that you're comfortable in doing that, why not?
And if you are, you know, working from home, make sure you follow your state regulations, because some states allow you to sell without direct contact working from home, and other states don't allow you to do non-direct contact if you produce your product in a home kitchen. So make sure you check out the regulations for that. Also, another thing that I wanted to say is when you go to deliver your product, do the volume based on like your first couple of weeks of sales, right? So if they say yes, I can have my product in the store, don't make the mistake of doing too many things, like Tamala said, too many different options. Also, you don't want to waste product, because unless it's like cookies or some other treats, Rice Krispies or something that can be like vacuum closed and doesn't have to be refrigerated, you don't want it to be that they have to throw away the product at the end of the week because you made too much. So depending on what your treat is, that's how much you make. If people want to sell, you know, like if you want to say you're doing like a diner, like you wanted to sell your product at a diner, they would probably sell the cake by the slice, right? They might not sell like a whole cake. Or eventually you might get in there and they might say, we want you to sell whole cakes or whole pies like 3 days a week, right? So you have to have that initial like trial period of how much people are actually buying to know how much to put into the store so you don't waste your product.
Yes, that's so true. And I think we'll come back at some point and talk about the how to package your products. Maybe we'll pick that up in the next month about how to package and sell your products. We're talking about selling right now, but definitely how to package your products. Maybe that might be the next, an upcoming episode. So yeah.
Selling is all about connections. Networking, resourcing.
And definitely, it's important that if you, if something that Taylor or myself have said, reach out to us at treattalktuesday@gmail.com, treattalktuesday@gmail.com. We'll be able, we provide one-on-one business counseling and business support. And we are available for hire, I guess you could say, in the business sense. And at business consulting. Exactly. So before we move on to our next item up for today, which is joining a social media group to drive sales, to drive up sales. I know that there are a ton of groups that are available, you know, for you to join. Have you joined any groups, Taylor?
Yep, I am on Facebook. I joined a couple groups. I joined the Black Bakers group. Mm-hmm. I joined We Are Home Bakers groups.
Oh, cool.
And I think those are the only two that I joined so far. But I found, like, on Instagram a whole host of people that they don't all do the same thing as me. Like, they don't all make like custom cakes, but you will find that when you put your product out there, somebody might sell like cake boxes, or somebody might sell only buttercream, or somebody might specialize in all the different aspects that you need to create your design. And so they might reach out to you, or you reach out to them, and then you'll be able to build networks that way. A great way besides the groups are hashtags. People search hashtags, and whatever comes up in those hashtags, that's how you can get like discovered for what your product is. Like, for example, I do cakes and cupcakes, and sometimes I do cookies, depending on if somebody like asks me. But I don't do cookies like all the time, right? So when I post like a picture of cookies, I did like different hashtags, like home baked cookies or motivation, because it was like a specific type of cookie, like with a quote. So a motivational quote. You can do different subgroups, even though it's still about the treats that you made, like chocolate favorite sugar cookies or buttercream or different things like that, because it's all your same industry.
And I think that's a great way to make sure that you talk to the people that talk like you, in a sense, because you want to learn from people. You want to definitely engage with them. They may be one of your customers. They might have an overflow, or they just might like what you offer and want to have what you offer, you know, sent to them. So it's a good way to build rapport. It's a good way to make sales. And it's not going into the group being salesy. It's providing content, it's providing tips, it's providing feedback to other people that post, it's providing a way of communicating and engaging. Because what we have been taught, you sell by listening, you sell by listening, you sell by listening. And a lot of people are not tuned to what their customers want. And you get a feel of maybe there's a new trend that's out. Maybe there's a trend in baking. Maybe there's a trend in the confectionery. Maybe everyone's going towards the hot, spicy, confections now. Maybe
everyone's like the hot cocoa bombs.
The hot
now cocoa people bombs. Are like rolling them into like Valentine's Day. So it's the same chocolate, right? But you're just changing the color and you're changing the mold. You can do that for like every season. Yeah, she did one with like Kool-Aid. She made a Kool-Aid bomb. I was like,
Now it's T-bombs. It's the T-bomb.
Any drinks, and you like melt those drinks would be good for like the summertime. You can just transition it. It's all about being on the trends.
Exactly.
Make a lot of sales that way.
Exactly.
So that's what those groups are good for.
Mm-hmm. That's what, and so it's important to get with like-minded groups or even where your customer resides. So if you did your target marketing, that you know that you're going for women over a certain age who enjoys, we'll just say, birds, okay? If those people or those, if that's your interest group for your product, then make sure you join a bird group, a local bird group online. Make sure that you're joining women inspiration groups, women who love fashion, women who love makeup, women who love, their spiritual journey, women who love whatever. You make sure you join those groups, and also that's like you said, baking groups or confection groups or treat making groups or Tasty.
Oh yeah, that's a good group just to join, even if you want to look at how to make how to take photos. Or some people, another thing you can do is like duplicate a recipe, and then you can put like how yours turned out, and then you can tag like the person. That way you get like more notoriety, I guess, to your page.
So how many times have I gone to see if someone put something in the message or said something funny? I went to their page and see, what else do they have? What else are they saying? What are they all about? So it's really kind of...
as long as it's knowledgeable, you know what I mean? It's like, I guess you can go to it because it's like silly, but most of the time if somebody's like, they had a really good answer about how I can make a pipe and tip out of a like plastic bag or something, you know what I mean? Just anything. Leave intelligent comments and answers.
It's always nice to be nice, you know, you don't have to be nasty. And if you don't like it, what do they say? Swipe left,
right?
And keep it moving. So definitely join a group, make the cold calls. Hopefully we'll be able to post the script in a PDF so you can download it and insert your own a way that you want to communicate with someone. But we just give you kind of like an outline that might be able to help you take the scary out of cold calling. Make sure that you join a group this week. And if you want to share a group with us, we are available at treattalktuesday@gmail.com. I am Tamala.
I am Taylor.
And this concludes the latest podcast. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I am Taylor with Sweet Spirit Treats. That's SWEET.SPIRIT.treats, TREATS. And I can be found on all social media platforms. And thank you.
So do you have any promotions that you want to do? Do you have anything that you have for the audience right now?
I'm still selling my Simple Syrup book. It can be purchased by clicking the link in my bio on my Instagram or on my Facebook. And it's $10. It talks about ways to enhance flavors of your cakes or cupcakes, cake pops, all those different things. Most people use simple syrups for drinks, but they don't know that it's a great way to enhance the flavor and the moistness of your cakes or cupcakes and things like that. So you can get that from me by clicking the link in my bio.
Excellent. Right now I'm working on a couple of things, and we'll have something available for our listening audience very soon. But until then, this concludes the latest podcast of Tamil and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. Listen to us on audio at anchor.fm or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our check out, be sure to check out our new YouTube page at Tamlin Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday to get a visual of our podcast. If something we said inspired you, please let us know. Or if you want to be a guest, let us know that too. Contact us via email at Treat Talk Tuesday. That's Treat Talk Tuesday at gmail.com.
Yes.
Anything else, Taylor?
Nope. Have a blessed week.
All right. Have a blessed week. Talk to you soon.